remind us about the everyday.
We are in the Gemara in Brachos with the Rosh Rav Samloi of La'ol Misadi Adam Shavach Shal Adam Achar Yispalal and the Meiri. The Meiri. The Rif of the Chokim Am Aleph says that this is the source of Pesukei Dezimra, and he combines it together with the Gemara in Adavdala Medbeis, which says Kol Amatil Adav B'chol Yom Shalosh Pavam Muftach Losh Balam Haba, and the Gemara in Shabbos Kufi Ches Medbeis of Rav Yossi Yechelki Im Gomer Hal B'chol Yom. The Gemara they ask, how can you say that? V'omamar Kor Hal B'chol Yom Erzim Mecharef Megadev. Gemara answers Ki Kamrinam B'Pesukei Dezimra. So the Gemara says that if you say Hal HaMitzri every day Yom Mecharef Megadev, and if you say Pesukei Dezimra every day, that's great. That's your chelek in the Olam Haba is to be envied. So the question is, what's wrong with saying Hal HaMitzri every day? So we have, I don't know, maybe 8 different pshatim. Obviously, when you have 8 pshatim, what that tells you is that it's not really very obvious what pshat is. People have to struggle to find out, to figure out some kind of a pshat for this. So the Talmid Rabbi Yonah asked the question, V'yesh Lishol, my Tam Ramesh Mechav Megadim Pnei Shoma Hal Shil Halu Abdei Hashem. That's his reference to Hal HaMitzri. So he said he gives 3 terutzim. So one terutz he gives is because you're saying Yahalalucha, and that's a bracha of Atala. So the Talmid Rabbi Yonah rejects that because he says, why is it called Mecharef Megadim if you say a bracha of Atala? And it says a Kori Hala doesn't mention anything about the bracha. But just in terms of understanding the Shita, why does the Shita hold that it's a bracha of Atala? Why does it only mention Pesukei Dezimra also has a bracha every day, right? Pesukei Dezimra also has a bracha every day. There's not a person of bracha of Atala. So what I suggest, I think maybe Mark has a different approach, but what I suggest is, I mean, the truth of the matter is that the brachas by Pesukei Dezimra are mesukan. Well, but of course the reason they were mesukan is because we have, well, maybe because we have some loy, but also because we have this idea that you should say it every day. So maybe if you had this idea you should say it every day by Hal HaMitzri, you'd have a bracha there too. It wouldn't be a bracha at all. Why are they saying the bracha? So, and also they're only mentioning Halalucha. So what I suggested is, and I really don't know if this is true or not, it has to be thought out and worked out, that maybe they made a takara that you should say it with a bracha. So that's not a bracha of Atalah. But if you say it every day, then it becomes sort of routine and rote, and your halucha is a birchas hashir. A birchas hashir has to be said as a shira. And if it's not as a shira, it could be as a bracha of Atalah. The question is, how is that then different than your shtabach? I think it is different than your shtabach, but it's something that happened. Menachem asked me, and it's a good question. That's the first sheet. The second sheet is the sheet of the Talmid Rabbi Yonah himself, and he says that the reason is if you say Hal HaMitzri every day, so what you're saying is that the only Hal HaMitzri apparently is focused mainly on the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, Yetzias Mitzrayim, whatever real open major miracles. If you say that every day, you're saying that, well, there's nothing to say Shevach for. There's no nisim that are happening on a daily basis, so you're denying that a Kodesh Baruch Hu performs daily nisim. That's Chirif Agidus. That's the Shita of the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah himself. And then he brings out the Rishami. The Rishami says if you say it every day, you're going to end up misreading it, reading it in such a way that's blasphemous. Because what do you have in Hal HaMitzri? You have this expression says, you say Loma Yomru Agoyim Ayena Elokeihem VeElokeinu BaShemayim Kol Asher Chafetz Osa Atabeim Kesef Zov Masi Deyadam Pelam VeDaberu. That's the way you're supposed to read it, more or less. But if you say it every read
that's
it every day,
that's not the Tosfos.
That's the Meiri.
That's
not
Tosfos.
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay, that's me. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh yes, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. The third shot of the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah is that if you say Atzabeim Kesef Zov every day, you're giving undue importance and chashivas to the fact there's still Atzabeim around. So that's good. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's the third shot of the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Then we have Rashi in Masechet Shabbos who says that somebody who reads it, that the Neviim Harisham Tiknu Lo Moab Prokim L'Shevach Vahudoya. The Neviim were misaking to say Hallel, Hamitzri, at specific times for Shevach Vahudoya. The Zach, or a time below Ita, someone who says it every day, not on a specific time, Ain't Elokim Mizameh Shir Umislotzitz. He only is sort of like, he's doing a Kalbach tune or something like that, and he's not really seriously relating the Shevach to the incident that happens. Okay, then we have the Meiri.
What about the perspective of what Rashi's saying, that isn't he saying that if you say Sheva Vodah, not at a time when the Nevi'im Rishonim didn't say you should say it, doesn't that imply that you're saying Sheva more than you're supposed to, and we have a concept that if you say Sheva more than you're supposed to, that's a problem.
Yes, that's not what the Meiri is saying, but it will be what the Shalal will say.
Isn't that what Rashi's saying?
I don't think so. But hopefully we'll get up to the Shalom HaKodesh, and we'll see that he says something based on that. Yes, that's a good point. The Meiri brings three pshatim. Let's see if I can get them straight. The first pshat is that if a person says Hallel B'chol Yom, so it's mashma that he only gives Hallel on things that happen, but he doesn't find it necessary to request or be concerned about what's happening in the present. So he doesn't feel that Kodesh Baruch Hu resistance is necessary on a day-to-day basis. So that's Chiru for Giduv. The second shot is that if a person says Hala Mitzri every day, Hala Mitzri is intended for Yontiv and for what? Special occasions. If he says it every day, it loses its specialness. It's no longer chaviv, so to speak. So that when it comes on Hallel Yontif, when he's going to say it, it's like duchening, right?
What is this Hallel Mitzvah? It's lolan wolf.
Yeah, the whole thing over there. Say on Rosh Chodesh and on Yontif and
on
Hanukkah. Yes. So it's like duchening, right? For duchening for us is a big deal, right? It's duchening. We're duchening. In Eretz Yisrael, it's duchen every day, so...
Also the Svaradim duchen every day.
And Svaradim duchen, yes, that's true. Anyway, just giving it as a metaphor, that somehow they wanted the Hallel to be something special, and it loses its specialness if you say it every day.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
Why that's Chiruf and Giduf means... that's pretty extreme, is language, to say what it means is it's not the same thing as it should be. It's called Chiruf and Giduf. And the Yushalmi, he brings down, is that because you say it every day, this is what I... I explained the Yerushalmi. Was it the Yerushalmi in the Talmid Rabbi Yonah? Yeah, I confused the two Yerushalmis. The Yerushalmi in the rear. I didn't see either Yerushalmi. It would be interesting to see what Yerushalmi actually says. The Yerushalmi in the Meiri says that by saying it every day, you're going to end up saying it quickly without thinking about it. You'll end up saying the words without pausing in the proper places, and you'll end up saying things such as Kol Hashem. Again, Loma Yom Ragoyim Ayeno Elo Kehem Velo Kena Bashemayim Kol Asher Chofetz Oso Atzabeim Kesef Ezov. So it sounds like you're saying that God made their idols. Okay, now we have two other sheets that I wanted to give to you. I don't know how many of you got to. One is the Meshech Chochma. I think this Meshech Chochma is something the Rav mentions all the time, and what he says is basically just to summarize it in basically what he says is that related to this Ramban and others, that really everything's a miracle, right? Everything that happens every day is a miracle. That the fact that that ice floats, or that or oil burns, or that whatever feature of nature that we're focused on, the fact that things work that way, that's a miracle. And the reason why we say Hal HaMitzri for specific miracles is to remind us that there are miracles, and therefore we should realize that everything is miraculous. But if we focus every day on the miracles of of Kriyas Yamsu for those explicit miracles. So we'll say, well, those are the only miracles, and not the daily world, the rules of nature, so to speak, laws of nature, which are miraculous in itself. So the Chiyuv HaGiduv is that we're saying that there's somehow a separate power of nature that is not miraculous. That's what something to that effect is what the Meshech Chochma says. And the Shalosh says the following.
Actually, that's Tosfos' answer. I mean, not that's Rabbeinu Yonah, no.
Do you think they're the same thing? I don't think they're the same thing.
It's similar.
It's similar. They're
it
somewhat similar.
It could be
similar.
That this is an amplification.
Right. It has to do with miracles and not with...
Okay.
Right.
What?
Well, he says it's Kamisha Omer ain't the first Popol Yonah.
Right.
He says Meflawis and he said Nisim.
Nisim Meflawis.
He's saying nature is a miracle.
Yes.
Miraculous.
Yes. That's what he's saying.
The
Ramban uses the expression by nature. I think this is the Ramban's expression. Oh. That the, I don't know the exact Lashon in Lashon Kodesh, but something that he says that the nature is the ongoing Ratzon Hashem. Whereas miracles are periodic business, something like that. The Shalosh says the following pshat. Because he says in general, as Aaron said, we know that it's an Avera Gedola to Lahabas B'Tahor Hashem Yisborach. You're not supposed to describe God in many different adjectival forms, even if they're all very complementary, because of this concept of so that's all, right? So you've limited HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying these things. Mm-hmm. So the only thing we're allowed to do, all we're allowed to do, is a certain limited number of them. So where he says, "Ein lanu reshus lefoil aromim ela mitzad hapoel av lo mitzad mahuso." In general, he says we're only allowed to praise God based on what He's done, and not on His essence. If we try to praise God on His essence, it's always called Chir V'Gidu. So what he says is the following. Halel ein omer mele bitzis Mitzrayim, v'chol mo'adim zechles is Mitzrayim, o yimei Chanukah shir gam kein eis deis gadol. When we say Halel ha-Mitzri on an occasion of a miracle, then anu m'shabchim mitzad pu'losov. We're praising God, but we're praising Him because of what He has done. Avul b'yesa yomim she'ena yimene, sort of the opposite of the in a sense of the Meshech Chochma. But on a regular day where there's no observable miracle, and we still say shevach nimtza ha'omer hu mitzad mahuso. So what are we praising? Not because of His actions, but because of His essence. Umi yimalag v'ros Hashem. You cannot praise the essence of Hashem. Ve'ein ze'elach hiruf v'gidul.